Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, what do bunnies and eggs have to do with Christ's resurrection? You know it as Easter. Driving down the street the other day, noticed the church, a bigger church, they renamed it to be, you know, they're modifying themselves to fit the spirit of the age, right? Rather than influencing the world by the Holy Ghost who never changes, they're changing and hoping to influence the world by the spirit of the world. That makes absolutely no sense. But what is it? Easter. Come here for Easter. Bunny and Easter egg hunts. And then it says, games for the children. Why would we distract our children from the crucifixion, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ? I mean, this is about the most ridiculous thing I think the church in America could possibly do. But again, as they say, they're doing it to themselves. They are. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes here, friends. I noticed this, and I want you to take a look at this, because I noticed this more and more and more and more. People are now taken with Elon Musk. They're just gluttons. For punishment. They love to be deceived. They're taken now with Elon Musk. And I thought it was kind of interesting that a scroll came up today concerning Elon Musk. And when these guys come out, you got to ask the question, why is the mainstream media giving them all the attention that they need to basically accumulate the wealth and notoriety in which they receive from the people? Folks, they love it. I'm telling you, they are interconnected. That's all I'm telling you. They're interconnected. The mainstream media has their eye on you, promoting you. You know that you're a part of this interaction and interlink going on with others that are a part of this. Well, let's just call it for what it is, friends, this occultic new world order. And that's exactly what it is. I want you to see this, and you can go ahead and cross-check. But I love this because, again, it's one of those scenarios where I told you so. I said, just hold up on Elon Musk, friends. Bill Gates comes out and starts capping on him. Gas prices go high. Well, nobody likes Bill Gates. What are they doing? Driving business over to what? Their business partners named Elon Musk. He's selling Teslas like crazy. Gas goes up to $4, $5, $6 a gallon. Guess what people are going to do? They're going to start buying electric cars. See, people don't catch on, do they? Nope. Again, as I said, they're gluttons for punishment. This is Elon Musk's mother, if you're on social media platforms. Doesn't this look a little occultic to anybody here, friends? Oh, it is occultic, just for the record. Just to show you that they are all interlinked, okay? They're just high-fiving their new business partner, Elon Musk. That's all they're doing. Mark my words, okay? But this is his mother, social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to that page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. Folks, this is craziness. This is blatant occultism is what it is. Elon's mother has her finger her two fingers, her pointer finger and her thumb, making a circle to go around her eye. All of her pictures in which I'm highlighting have her highlighting her eyes or her face or symbolism coming from her fingers, okay? One has her eye circled. The other one has her hands on her glasses by her eye. Another one has a piece of material over one of her eyes. The other one has a, I don't know, it looks like a, some sort of plant over her eye. And then another one has her hand over her eye with a big pearl. And then one in the center has her two fingers going across her face. It seems that she's sort of, she's probably a part of some Masonic group. And I believe what it's called is the Eastern Masonics for the women, and I believe that's what we're dealing with here. It's called the Order of the Eastern Star, okay? And again, just showing you who these people are, and I know some people are saying, no, that's stretching it. No, I'm not trying to stretch it. I'm saying I've learned from the mistakes that we've made from the past that we don't want to make them again and understand who these people are, because people jump on board and they support them and they love them only to be let down by them once again in finding out who they are. The Bible is clear when the Lord said he will bring all things to the light, and he does. He does. See, there's disturbing trends in celebrity circles, as they call them. Okay? Look at this. All over the eye. These are all the people that you would call famous, those that love the praise and worship of their followers because they think that they're above the people. Look at all the eye coverage. Isn't that crazy? There's 80 pages of these. Disturbing trend in celebrity circles. What's it all about? There's the two fingers in the center, if you can see what Elon Musk was doing, his mother. And it goes on and on and on. And all those, even some of those Christian celebrities, as you call them, that's an oxymoron. It's interesting to note that they're a part of the club as well. It's just crazy. When are we going to figure this stuff out, friends? It's just insanity is what it is. It's all occultic. I could go on for another 69 pages, friends. That's how many there is on social media platforms in which I'm highlighting now. You got to be careful as to what's going on out there. And the reason I bring that up is because it all started with this little punk kid, and I'm going to bring him up here. His name is Osiris. Osiris, okay? This is what I noticed the other day, is this little black dude here is named YK Osiris. And I knew right away, because these guys like playing with Satanism, literally, okay? No joke, this isn't speculation, this is all factual information. And the fact of the matter is, when you look at it, it says YK Osiris posts receipt after he was accused of faking a funeral donation. But look at this little punk kid. So what I did is I went over and I looked up the definition of Osiris, and I knew it was going to be something demonic. And sure enough, this is what it defines out to be. The Egyptian god of the underworld and the husband and brother of Isis. Of the dead. Notice that what they did, this little hit piece, or our promotion, I should say, of Osiris, it says that he was accused of faking funeral donations. Well, guess what, friends? Osiris means the Egyptian god of the underworld and of the dead. So why would they do that? It's a correlation. And again, friends, we need to pay attention as to how these people mean to dupe us into thinking the way that they want us to think. And it needs to stop. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to share some more things with you in the up-and-coming segments. We got three more to go. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be talking about what do bunnies and eggs have to do with Christ's resurrection. Here, I'm going to tell you right now. Absolutely nothing. Just like Santa Claus has nothing to do with Jesus being born. Folks, you're being distracted. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Protesters gathering outside of Disney headquarters in Burbank, California.
You have no right to anything about
calling them out for who they are, pedophiles, attempting to groom children.
It's
what I warned of over 17 years ago, friends, concerning what this was all about, the whole gay agenda, the end aim. Oh, and folks, just so you know, take a look on social media platforms. If not, folks, there's a lot of people that are protesting Disney right now. I believe that there's been 365,000 cancellations to Disney concerning their timeshares. So they're getting kickback. So that's the voice of the people. And keep in mind, the mainstream media means to silence the voice of the people. These are the people that are standing up and protesting and saying, no, you're not going to do this to their children. Okay? See? Just so you see how this is and where it's going, okay, friends? But again, there it goes, and we need to understand. I want to give voice to the voiceless. The more that we are being censored, the more I want to make sure that you aren't. And it's important that we, you know, work together on keeping this information out there. But again, friends, people are protesting Disney like crazy business, and I'm really happy to see it. This is good. And again, the mainstream media wants to just overlook this. This is how, again, the mainstream media combats the protesters. Okay, you ready for this? So recently, the New York Post came out, and they wanted to share with you that one of the Disney family members comes out as a tranny. No such thing. Slams Florida don't say gay bill. Okay? But here's the thing. We're not asking criminals for their opinion. They forfeited their God-given rights, friends, when they committed the crime. Okay? They're not the victims. They mean to play the victim in the face of the law that condemns them for their crimes and their intents and the fruit of who they are and what it is that they are. Remember, sex before eight, before it's too late during gay pride parades? Yeah, it's interesting. So I guess this individual comes out slamming the Don't Say Gay bill, and then we find out that he is the heir to Disney. I think some reason, and this only goes to show you that they think that they're above the law. What are we supposed to all just roll over in the face of his crimes and pretend with him? Because, friends, that's what they want you to do, is to pretend with them and act that they're, you know, as if they're better than we are because they're heirs to Disney. I could care less who they're heirs to, friends. Abigail Disney said, "Today I'm busting with pride at what my brother and his wife have done. So proud, so proud, so proud that he came out and just condemned, friends, this Don't Say Gay bill." You know, oh my goodness, isn't this just fantastic, friends? The people that are the head honchos over at Disney, this is where it's falling from. As they say, the apple doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree now, does it? Absolutely not, it doesn't. Here it is again. I also wanted to highlight one more thing with Disney, just so you can understand as to what's going on there. I know this is a fact, friends. I do. We get emails. I get hundreds of them every day. And I'm being solicited by everybody by, you know, concerning their dog, their cats, their hamsters, whatever the case might be. Well, Disney's one of them, and so is Universal. And I'm telling you what, friends, they must be doing so well that they're practically giving away tickets. Just so you know. Same thing with the airlines, okay? They want you to think that everything's the norm. Well, the fact of the matter is I get their emails constantly trying to give you tickets, friends, to come back out to Florida. So, again, the what they're saying and what is actually happening are two different stories. Here's one more on Disney. A veteran Disney employee tells all, corporate Disney, the officials, as they call themselves, are now scrambling for cover. Wow. What do you think of that? Scrambling for cover. Why? Because they're guilty of what? Intent. They want to groom children. They're pedophiles. Okay? What they are doing is, again, a crime. Just so we all understand as to what is happening. I wanted to highlight this as well. You can't make this up. I've seen some sick posts from these sick women. These women, they murder their babies. They have several abortions. And what's crazy about it is they have the audacity then to, speaking of another topic, then they have the audacity to put on a t-shirt that says, "Stop the War Against Women." They kill their children, the innocent fruit of their own wombs, and they say, "Stop the War on Women." Can you make that up? No. No, that's called murder, friends. Just so you know, that's called murder. And again, go back to the judgments of God because it's right there in front of your face. I'm going to go over to that, and I want you to see and hear for yourself their own children. And I'm thinking of Deuteronomy, and I just want to give you the scripture for what it says. And it tells us this. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 57, this is the justice and judgments of God upon a wicked nation. And toward her young on one that cometh out from between her feet, and toward her children, which she shall bear. It talks about how she will kill the fruit of her own womb. That is a part of judgments, okay? And that's where we're at today. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because, again, friends, I'm sorry I have to show this. I'm sorry that I have to share some of this information with you. But again, if the American people would stand up to this and understand that the law's on their side in condemning their crimes, this wouldn't be out there to highlight. And it'd be a great day in America when it can get to the point where I don't have a job anymore. And that is my objective, friends, is to work myself out of a job. And, again, I didn't apply for this job, but I want you to see this. This is a woman named C. Period Hate. And abortion is health care. This is what it said. And also traumatic. So if you do have one, please gather all of your closest friends after to celebrate concerning the abortion, okay, the murder of the child. Put that up against Proverbs 6:17. And then she put, "Be around endless love and happiness for your decision in killing your babies," what she's saying. "Thanks for everyone who came last night." Now, if you're not on social media platforms, what I'm viewing right now is a picture of a cake, and it says it's a boy in blue, and then what they did is they crossed out the Y and they put RTED across the Y. So instead of saying in celebrating that it's a boy, the celebration goes as follows. It's aborted. It's aborted. Friends, what do you say to that? 1-866-582-9933. You can't make this kind of stuff up. They are so, these people are so blinded by the spirit of the world, the God of this age, friends, that they actually think that this is a right to go ahead and kill. What they don't realize is they're going to reap what they sow. Scripture tells us in Galatians 6:7 that he who sows to the spirit will of the spirit reap everlasting life, right? But what did he say right before that? He who sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. If you study out Manasseh, you're going to understand, friends, for every drop of blood that is shed, there is going to be recompense. And God is very thorough in judgment, just so you understand. I shared some information with my listeners some time ago. This is probably about a year ago. But if you remember right, everybody's afraid of the Muslims that we've been told by the mainstream media that dropped the two buildings in New York. And it's interesting to note that Americans are afraid of them because they like to decapitate people the way babies are decapitated in the womb in America on their watch, but they do nothing. But they want their government to stand up and stop the Muslims that want to decapitate them from coming into the United States of America. Well, what I shared with you, friends, is that there's been 62 million babies that have been illegally murdered in the womb in this country. You know, they forgot thou shalt not kill in Exodus 20. But what's interesting to note is 18 governors in our union wanted to open the floodgates to Muslims coming in from the Middle East. By the way, they're coming in today, for those that are not paying attention. They're coming in today. 18. Now, notice the specificity in the exactness of the Lord's judgment upon a wicked nation concerning this very topic. The equivalent to 62 million babies is 18 states, just so you know. 18 governors wanted to open the floodgates to those that want to decapitate you into America. This is about a year and a half ago. Okay, I highlighted this several times. But this is where we're at today. But why the American people sit back and tolerate this, I have no idea. I have no idea. And then if you dare stand up against it, friends, you know, the Department of Injustice will step up to the plate, and they will make sure that that blood money continuously flows into the pockets of their favorite politicians to re-elect them into incumbency in government in the United States of America. So, again, it's crazy. We're in some crazy times right now, and we got to right the wrongs, put Isaiah 58, verse 12, up to task. Those that are listening right now, Isaiah 58, verse 12, go ahead and post that. We're going to take a quick break, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and we're going to get to the topic, what do bunnies and eggs have to do with Christ's resurrection? Again, I'm here to tell you, absolutely nothing. 1-866-582-9933.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Ukrainian President Zelensky thinks the world should be prepared for the possibility that Russian President Putin could order a tactical nuclear strike against Ukraine. This as CIA Director William Burns was addressing a crowd at Georgia Tech on Thursday. Burns talking about Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and he calls out China's silence on the invasion.
A silent partner in Putin's aggression, Xi Jinping's China is our greatest challenge, in many ways the most profound test that CIA has ever faced.
Confrontations between Israeli police and Palestinians have resulted in 6 deaths this week in the West Bank. The Israeli army saying it will deploy more forces to the West Bank to step up against suspected terrorists. Israel saying they plan to bar Palestinians from entering the area this weekend. USA Radio News. A new coronavirus test is getting the thumbs up from the FDA.
The Food and Drug Administration has granted emergency use authorization to the first COVID-19 test that looks for the virus in your breath. The Inspector COVID-19 breathalyzer, about the size of carry-on luggage, is very portable, and it can give results in less than 3 minutes.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. The Boston Athletic Association held a press conference on Thursday with law enforcement officials to discuss the plan to secure the Boston Marathon this coming Monday. The FBI special agent in charge of the Boston division, Joe Bavana Valenta, describes the status of potential threats against the event.
At this point in time, neither the FBI or any other United States government agency is aware of any specific or credible threats targeting this year's race that can change in a heartbeat.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Sons of Liberty Media.com. Subscribe to that page. Go to SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to the Rumble feed. Also jump on to BeforeIt'sNews.com if you want to call in at any time. Please do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Want to say something real quick before we get to our main topic here. I want you to think of this, okay? All the support. Matter of fact, we went to a store just a couple days ago, walked in, and there was a sign flashing. It was a, what's the name of that store? Holiday. They're called Holiday Inn in the middle, the Midwest here. Holiday gas stations. And it shows you the fascist arm of the government, because what they were doing is raising money for aid to the Ukraine. Okay, and the lady asked me, she said, would you like to donate and make it an even $3, I think is what it was, for Ukraine? I said, absolutely not, ma'am. I said, 86% of the people in this country don't believe the media, yet you're asking for donations to help the Ukraine? Well, what's the big deal, Bradley? Here, I'm about ready to tell you. George Bush, the one that sold the Iraqi war where they made $34.5 billion along with his Vice President Cheney, killing how many? innocent people in the country of Iraq, and they sold the war to the American people on WMDs. And there was the conservatives of the day supporting the war every step of the way on WMDs, weapons of mass destruction, only to find out after the war, after they made their billions of dollars, literally, George Bush Jr., that little devil, he's not even a good liar, John 8:44, but it's interesting that he said, you know, just made a mistake. You know, I just went on the information that was given unto us and went over there. Really what he was saying is, yeah, we went over there. We knew that there wasn't any there. We just wanted their natural resource, like General Wesley said in blurting the truth out in his confusion. I don't know if that's the case. Hopefully he told us the truth because the truth makes men free, and he wanted us to know. But he said it not once but twice. Okay, George W. Bush supports Ukraine. Joe Biden supports Ukraine. Of course, he committed treason with that company, him and his son, right? Mainstream media supports Ukraine. George Soros supports Ukraine. Fact checkers support Ukraine. Nancy Pelosi supports Ukraine. Hillary Clinton supports Ukraine. Trudeau supports Ukraine. The CIA, I'm sure they're responsible for all of this, supports the Ukraine. Hollywood and their debased support Ukraine. The Church of Lucifer supports Ukraine. So do I need say any more? Folks, they just told you the truth, okay? When you have those people and you're lotted in with that group and you're saying the same things, you know something's wrong. And it's probably not with them because they know what they do. They're wicked. And we all know it defines out to be wicked. Those that know to do right but do it not, right? All right, so let's get this down. Drove down the street. Last week, there was a church there. They renamed their church. They had to modify their name to fit the spirit of the world. And it's exactly what they've done. It's not a biblical name for their church any longer. Now it's one of those make everybody feel good about the fact that the church is changing with the culture. Instead of the church changing the culture, the culture's changing the church. And it's not the Church of Jesus Christ, because that doesn't work that way. As William Booth, the founder of Salvation Army, rightly said, he said, we must, as Christians, subjugate everything to the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. This is a warfare. Ephesians 6:12, start there, read. But one of the things that I noticed was a sign, and the sign said, you know, Easter egg hunt, bunnies, games. Okay, I didn't see anything with the cross of Christ as the propitiation, dying for the sins of the world and reconciling them back unto the Father, to those that accept Christ as their Savior from sin, Matthew 1:21. Also read John 8:11 when you get a moment. But I just noticed that they were making an appeal to get everybody there by their natural senses. Okay? So the meaning of Easter is Jesus Christ's victory over death. But just wait a second. Easter comes into play too. His resurrection symbolizes and confirms the eternal life that is given to all of those that believe in him. Believe is an action word. It's a verb. Okay? The meaning of Easter also symbolizes the complete verification of all that Jesus preached and taught. Okay? But again, the word Easter comes into play. Just give me a moment. If he had not risen from the dead, he would have been just another teacher or prophet. However, his resurrection gave the final and irrefutable proof that he was really the Son of God. Amen. Amen. The feast day of Easter was originally a pagan celebration of renewal and rebirth, celebrated in the early spring. It honored the pagan Saxon goddess Eastri. Okay? You see the correlation? You see how it just bleeds in there through the revisionists? When the early missionaries converted the Saxons to Christianity, the holiday, since it fell around the same time as their traditional memorial of Christ's resurrection from the dead, it was merged with the pagan celebration and became known as, guess what? As you know, Easter. The meaning of Easter was also changed to reflect its new Christian orientations. So, that being the case, why are Christians still celebrating Easter with a pagan twist? Savvy? Follow? Get it? Dig? What does the Easter bunny and eggs have to do with Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection? Folks, again, as I said during the first segment, it reminds me of Christmas. What does Santa Claus have to do with Christ's the child of the Most High God, the Son of God, what does it have to do with him being born? Absolutely nothing. It's set in place as a mere distraction and another holiday to make billions of dollars off the stupidity of those that don't even know what those holidays are about, in fact. So again, let me ask you, what does the Easter bunny and eggs have to do with Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection? If this is what's happening in your household, repent. If this is what's happening in your church, get away from that church because it is not the church of Jesus Christ. Okay? See, it's time to quit following the world, friends, but rather stick to the pure and true meaning of what this is all about. Without sending a mixed message of confusion to our children once again. This is what a worldling had to say about what they call Easter. Listen carefully. His name is Todd Rundgren. He's a musician. Okay, you probably know the name. He said, it's the Easter Bunny. He goes on and says, it's another lie, and I don't understand why we had to invent this character. Now, I want to go back and give you a little background really quick. As a little tyke that I was, a little boy, I can distinctly remember Christmas and Easter. Okay. I also, by the way, if I had a dad growing up, it was, laugh if you will, but it's true, Pa from Little House on the Prairie. He understood me. He taught me to understand what it was to be a dad, to have a wife and to have children, and how to be a dad. In many cases, a God-fearing dad, okay? But I remember also in those, even those particular segments of Little House on the Prairie, I remember at times, even during Christmas, he would have certain parts about the star on the Christmas tree being over that of baby Jesus. And then he would also have other people dress up as Santa Claus. And it confused me. And in all sincerity, I didn't have an understanding of what it was all about because it did confuse me. Wait a second. Why that guy with the long beard? Why do I sit on his lap, tell him everything that I want? Why does he mimic back things to me that line up with the Word of God? Have you been good this year? Right? And if you've been good, then you're going to get what you asked for. But if not, you don't. Right? Oh, that's scripture, friends. And I'm not talking about the works of the law. I'm talking about common sense. We hold to the word. But I can remember as a kid, again, going back to Christmas and Easter, Christmas, again, was about a guy with a long white beard named Santa Claus. And as long as we were good, he would give us what we wanted of him. And Easter was about a bunny and eggs, right? I'd go to church on these holidays every once in a great while. A Lutheran church in downtown Minneapolis. And Christmas and Easter, by the way, Thanksgiving as well, pretty much the only time I can remember going, and really never understood, again, what the clarity was as why we were in the church speaking of Jesus Christ on these particular holidays, as the world calls them. After services, we would leave and we'd go home. Often, we would go home to open presents on Christmas. Nothing to do with Jesus. We just knew we had to go to church, and on Easter we would try to find a basket with a bunny and eggs in it. And I never made the correlation. I was simply confused. Am I right or am I wrong? It's just true. People get confused about this. I also knew that there were, let me stop there. I can also say that I know people that were PK kids, pastor's kids, where the pastors were the ones that were teaching their kids about bunnies and basket hunts concerning chocolate eggs and so on and so forth when they got home from church, which had nothing to do with Christ. By the way, if we truly understood what Christ did on the cross, out of gratitude, we would serve him. Out of gratitude, we would not tolerate idolatry around what they call Easter and what it's really about. It's about the crucifixion, the burial, the death of Christ, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Okay. See, Christmas, again, is the celebration of God the Father giving his only begotten Son to the world to redeem men through his sacrifice. And that applies to those that believe upon him. Read Mark 16:16, Matthew 1:21, Luke 1:26-35, and John 3:15. Because I'm again here to tell you, friends, Christmas has nothing to do with Santa Claus, just like bunnies and eggs has nothing to do with Easter. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. What are your thoughts? 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day, a sissified Christianity, it sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Any thoughts? I would love to hear from you. Going to 1 Corinthians 15:3 through 8, and what we're talking about right now, you know, I can hear it, yeah. Oh, Bradley, the kids are just trying to have fun. That's what Easter's all about. Oh, so we're supposed to follow the pagans, the Saxons, rather than following the Christ. Well, here, this is what Paul said in 1 Corinthians. He's the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, right? 1 Corinthians 15, 3 through 8, and I'll just give you verse 3. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures. So, if Christ died for us, and we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh, and the Bible is clear in John 3, where it tells us that those that the Lord sends speaketh forth his word. Why is it that you're speaking forth the words of Saxons and those of the pagans and thinking that it's just some innocent little game that you're playing with your kids? It's not. You're confusing your kids. And you're getting the kids' eyes off of one of the most important things. In fact, it is the most important thing that we can keep our eyes fixed on. Paul, again, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, said that he had his eyes fixed on the crucified one. Why? Because he understands. He said that I'm crucified to the world and the world's crucified to me. And here's one more thought for you, too. I'm thinking of Romans 12:2. It says, be not conformed. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, I don't know why that pulled up as far as a different version, but it did. I'm going to go give you the King James Version. It always brings closure. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Okay? So why would we be talking about a little bunny, and why would we be talking about eggs? Why would we be talking about a guy with a red suit on and a white beard? Why would we be going to him on Christmas rather than to the Father out of gratitude for what Jesus did for us on that cross? And in the particular case of Christmas, it was about him being born, right? Okay? So what we're doing right now, friends, is tearing down the pagans and putting Christ in their place where he belongs. I can say this 15 different ways. Easter is the fulfilled prophecy of the Messiah, okay? You know it as Easter, who would be persecuted and die on the cross for mankind's sin and rise on the third day. Read 1 Corinthians 15:3 through 4 and Isaiah 53. The whole of it. Okay? Do a little due diligence on your own. Cross-check everything I'm telling you, friends. Okay? Remembering the resurrection of Jesus is a way of renewing the daily hope that we have victory over our sins. Okay? I don't need to, and I know it's all in good intent, and I know they would call it edification or exhortation or encouragement, which, by the way, is not in the Word. But it's interesting that I know that they're well-intended, but folks, if we have the Holy Ghost within us, we're going to go when we're spiritually hungry, where we know that we're going to be fed. We're going to go to where we know that we're going to be fed. And who's going to give us what it is that we need? There's only one person that can fulfill that hunger, and that is him who is the bread of life. His name is Jesus Christ. Okay? But that's what Easter is all about. We keep our eyes fixed on him who is the author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2. So again, folks, if you're just joining us right now, you want to call in, you think I'm raining on your parade, 1-866-582-9933 if you want to add to it. If you have a little bit of a testimonial concerning maybe what you went through to come to the knowledge of the Scriptures and the truth of the Scriptures, friends, love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. Again, what we know as Easter is really the resurrection of Jesus, and it's a way of renewing our hope in him and that we have victory over sin. 1 Peter 1:3 through 6, Romans 5:20, 1 John 5:4. And what do we do in the process of doing that? Well, we keep our eyes fixed on him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Okay? I can't recite that scripture enough, friends. He's the author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2. So again, I lay to your candor if you're just turning or tuning us in right now. Why is Santa Claus or an Easter bunny put into the place of Christ and in the face of millions only to confuse the message? Outside of the fact that corporate America loves it because you go in and you spend billions of dollars every holiday. Folks, how many of these holidays are just created out of thin air? They're pagan holidays, right? But again, they love it. And what does it bring forth? Confusion. And a whole lot of calories if you're eating those little chocolate eggs, right? Or those chocolate bunnies. I'm going to say it one more time. God proved his love on the cross in a demonstration. 1 John 4:10. Christ hung on that cross. Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. Read John 3:16. Now it has meaning. He bled for you, Revelation 1:5, unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And the question is, can you see him? Look to the cross. Can you hear him? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. See, it was love demonstrated, which speaks loud and clear through his actions, because action speaks a lot louder than words, to a sinful world with the offer of redemption at his expense. And remember that all of this, folks, on a daily basis, you know, some people like to say, well, today is my remembrance of what they call Easter once again. Do you know that many of the generals of God used to actually take communion on a daily basis? That's how seriously, folks, they kept the cross of Jesus Christ before their eyes. Do you know that many of the generals of God would talk about and study the five wounds of Jesus Christ? The right hand, the left hand, the 2 feet, the nail holes, right? The blood and the spear wound and the water that drained out of him. They would study his wounds. They wanted to understand spiritually because they wanted the applicability of the Holy Ghost who would apply to their consciences and to their hearts that they'd be partakers of Christ in everything that they were called to do. It's a different Christianity, friends, as to what we're seeing today. What we see today in so many different ways is a lack of Christianity. Okay, when you go back 100 years, the turn of the century, you would see that those men of God, everybody knew that they were Christians because of the witness of the Holy Ghost. And the Bible is clear when it says, to he who hath the Son hath life, and to he who hath not the Son hath not life. I'm here to tell you that those that have the Son that hath life, they're not going to compromise the Word of God. They're going to tear down the pagans that they attempt to put in the place of Christ. And what we need to do as Christians is pull those pagans down and put them in their rightful places, friends, and keep our eyes fixed on Christ crucified. And folks, we need to follow him forevermore. Check out Romans 8:14, because when we're born of the Spirit, that's exactly what we do. Also check out Acts 5:32, and also 5:29, not in that order. I'm going to go ahead and take Randy from Wisconsin. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend from Wisconsin?
Mr. Bradley Dean, great to talk to you. I'm Randy from Mercy Seat. And just a couple of points here. Thank the Lord our God for our day of salvation, which he did for us on that cross. But reflecting on a point you made earlier, talked about the old TV shows like Little House on the Prairie with Michael Landon, and I think Melissa Gilbert played the wife. And you got to go back to even Little House on the Prairie. Michael Learned, that was John Olivia Walton. I think it was Ralph Waite or White, Michael Learned. But and you look at some of the other shows like Rifleman, Chuck Connors.
Oh, you're going way back, Randy.
Yeah. I'm an old man, buddy. I'm 60 years old.
I'm sorry.
You got all Paul Fix on there, too, and Bonanza, Michael Landon, Lauren Green, Dan Blocker. Now, those are Christian shows, sir, back in the day. They always reflected on certain, you know, points in their yearly program. They always paid attention to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I mean, anything from back from Rifleman to Little House on the Prairie to you pick it, back Bonanza. This is, yeah, like you said, a completely different time right now. That's why, how many people were saved through the water through Noah? Eight, sir. So how many people actually think they're really Christians in America today? This is a scary thing. Wait, really? Yeah. We boil it right down to the bare bones and facts. And how many people think they're Christians? A lot of them do. How many people are actual Christians, sir?
I agree.
That's a very scary thing in America. You can't be killing 62 million babies.
Yep.
So far since Roe versus Wade, but now the biggest thing is, of course, the chemical abortion. So those numbers, as I understand, are not even being counted, sir. So, yep. I mean, if people think this is a Christian nation, what this, like Matt Trella said, my pastor, it's a great time to be a Christian. These are in tough times because the Lord our God is purifying his church. So praise the Lord, like people like you and Ted Nugent and Matt Trella, Jason Storms, and all the other people that stand up on a daily basis in the pulpit and the congregants and then do the Lord's will. I mean, this is a great time to be a Christian, sir. You bet.
Amen. Amen.
Onward Christian Warriors. That's a great
Amen.
Song. And we need to stay tall in that and do the Lord's will. God bless you and your ministry, and I completely continue to support you. I always listen to you, buddy, and do my Bible study with you. So.
Oh, cool. Thank you, Randy. I totally appreciate that. We are out of time. By the way, Onward Christian Soldier. And, boy, you should read the lyrics in that song. Oh, my goodness. Love you about what we do. Talk to you in 23.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban,
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.